Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, this is J. Stu, and once again, we're here at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics, and this time out, we're with our good friend Joel.
How's it going?
Good, how are you, man?
Fantastic.
We're here on a terribly snowy day outside, and...
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's nice and warm in here. You're watching the DC cartoons, which is great.
Absolutely.
What I wanted to start things out with this time out, we've never really talked about this, but a lot of guests have been announced so far for the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? Like, who are you looking forward to see?
All right, so my number one's going to be William Shatner.
Okay.
I'm a pretty diehard original series Star Trek fan. I have been for years. I've met most of the original cast, except for Shatner, Nimoy, and... DeForest Kelly, who unfortunately passed away.
Right.
So that I will never meet him, but I met, you know, James Doohan, George Takei, Walter Koenig, and Nichelle Nichols.
Oh, nice.
All at an event once. And they were super awesome. George Takei probably being the nicest person I've ever met in my life. He took the time, like, he had signed with a pen, and the pen, like, had run out, and he took the time to, like, get up, leave, find a new pen, re-sign the item. So... very, very, very nice. Like, they weren't being paid. We weren't paying per signature or anything like that.
Wow.
This is that press conference that we were at. We were actually, like, doing floor security, like, volunteer floor security at something. So, yeah, it was really cool that none of them had to do that. So, like, William Shatner's on my list. Like, somebody, there's something floating around on Facebook where you name, like, the 10 books that stayed with you kind of thing. I put William Shatner's Up Till Now, which is, like, his autobiography kind of thing that was on my list. Like, love that book. Like, I have a cat. I named it Mr. Shatner.
Nice.
So, that's the big one for me. Everything else, you know, it seems pretty good. It's hard to remember the rest because William Shatner's there.
Nah, he just,
you know what I mean?
Like, them all, yeah.
Yeah, he does. And he's only there for the Sunday, which is interesting.
Yeah.
He'll drive a lot of bodies on Sunday, which is good because Sundays at conventions are typically the slower days, so that's good for the convention.
Well, I'm going to make myself look real old. Back in the 70s, Shatner was the Grand Marshal for one of the Grape and Wine Festival parades.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, like pre-Star Trek movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he used to be the spokesperson for Loblaw's grocery stores.
I had no idea.
And they brought him down here. I didn't know who he was. I was like 6 or 7, and like, okay, Mom, that's great.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
That's super, super cool. Who else is on the list? They announced Kevin Eastman.
Yep.
From Ninja Turtles. I'm sure there's a bunch of people who would be real excited about that. Not on that list.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't...
Never been a big turtle guy.
It doesn't do it for me.
Dean Cain?
Dean Cain. I think Dean Cain's cool. You know, the whole Superman connection.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who will probably be very excited about him being there. I'm going to actually pull up the website.
Hey, he was a great Clark. I thought he was one of the best Clarks. Looked a little goofy in the suit when he was in the costume.
Yeah, a little too smiley, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one that I'm sure we're both going to agree on, the comic book men are going to be there.
Yeah. Like, when I say that Shatner's the big one there.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, from the childhood love of Star Trek and everything that is William Shatner.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that for present day stuff, the comic book men are probably some of my favorite, you know, I don't even know how to put it.
Yeah, I would have so much to ask those guys.
They're certainly not stars. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, I'm not trying to downplay them at all, but it's almost, you know, flash in the pan reality show. How long's it going to last?
Yeah.
But I love that show. We've talked about it
off
of this many times. I like that show a lot.
Great show. Some of them have been in the Kevin Smith movies.
Yep.
Walter co-wrote some Batman comic books.
Yep.
Well, he actually drew them, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He drew them. Yeah, that was... it's awesome. I've been to the store in Red Banks, New Jersey, so that was neat. And And behind the counter, it was Mike.
Oh, okay.
And we walked in, he's like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, we're from Canada. And he's like, you're going to want this. And he hands us the map. And I'm like, what's this? He's like, it's the map to the Quick Stop. And I'm like, you were right. This is exactly what I wanted. So then we went to the Quick Stop.
Oh, wow.
Took a couple pictures, bought a Gatorade, and went on our way.
That's awesome.
Who else? Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, yes.
Breaking Bad and that new show, Resistance?
Revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I don't know if you've watched it at all.
I do.
It's
I enjoy
enjoyable.
It.
He... I'd say his character's similar. Like, this, like, tough enforcement, you know, kind of character. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he's going to end up getting playing a bunch. But it's good.
I've never seen him at a convention before, either.
No. I think it's actually a pretty big name for them to have,
yeah.
because Breaking Bad was massive. I'm expecting to have crazy, crazy big lines. Everybody else is just kind of... Nothing blowing my mind, I guess. I'm going to check the featured artists here real quick. Yeah, they haven't announced much yet, so... those are the big ones for me.
So other than the Star Trek people, have you ever stood in line to get a celebrity's autograph before? At any of these conventions? Or?
When I first... The first convention where I, like, really noticed that stuff was, like, a fan expo. I don't think they were calling them fan expos at the time.
Oh, wow.
They started... Might have still been calling them, like, a Toronto Comic Con or something. I think I stood in line for Lou Ferrigno. Like, it was maybe a line of four people. It's before Lou Ferrigno kind of got popular again.
Okay.
You know, there was stuff that made Lou Ferrigno popular again, and now his lines are bigger. Also, when he charged way less. You know, I think I got a signed picture for $12 or something.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah. That's it. That's the only person I've ever, like, celebrity I've ever stood in line for. I don't get starstruck. Like, right. It's not like, oh my god, I can't wait to meet this person. I don't know why. Like, I'm excited to potentially meet William Shatner, but I'm not gonna, like, I won't, like, have a meltdown or get, like, all crazy about it.
Right.
I just think it'll be cool. I just want to thank him for making TV shows that I loved for years and years and years, and still love. Yeah. You know, that's all I really want to do is just thank him for being William Shatner. That's it. I don't even need an autograph.
Oh, that's cool. Like, this last Fan Expo was the first time we ever stood in line to meet a celebrity, because it was Richard Dean Anderson.
Right, yeah.
Grew up on MacGyver,
and
I had to thank him, so.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, some people, they have that celebrity meltdown.
Yeah.
And they're just like, can you sign this? And it's just like, I just typically want to just thank people for what they've done and tell them that I really enjoy their work.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, we got Jeff's opinion last week. Thoughts on the Gal Gadot Wonder Woman casting?
So, you will discover when you ask Jeff and I questions about the same thing that we do not agree. So, I think she's fine. I don't, when I look at her, I don't go, yep, that's Wonder Woman. I know a lot of people are talking about she's got a military background and she's a fitness instructor and this, that, and the other thing. Everybody from Israel has a military background. 90% of the populace has to join the military. So this is not a big deal. It's what she had to do. While she was there, she gave, like, aerobics classes and stuff or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's not like she's, like, a muscly bodybuilder. I ranted online, like, in our Facebook group, the comic book Facebook group. You know, it's like, she doesn't look like she could take a punch from Darkseid. That's what I want my Wonder Woman to look like, right? She needs to be tall. She needs to be tough. She's an Amazon. So I would have automatically tried to cast somebody that was Greek, since she's Greek, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the direction I would have gone. I would have gone for the tallest person that I could find that made sense. Because I think if you're going to put Wonder Woman in a movie that has Superman and Batman, she needs to be imposing. And I don't feel that this person is imposing. Like, every picture I've seen of her, she doesn't look imposing. She just looks like a runway model.
Yeah.
And I don't think... But imposing and beautiful, right? It's Wonder Woman.
Right.
I just don't feel it. I want to be pleasantly surprised by everything this movie is going to present to me. I'm concerned. Because I didn't like Superman, as I've stated before. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. I'm most looking forward to Ben Affleck as Batman.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't think this movie needs a Wonder Woman.
No. I'm hoping it's a small part. Like, I don't even know what she could do that would make it interesting.
Right.
Unless they fight Darkseid, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they fight Darkseid, they need everybody.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're saving that for a Justice League movie, though. I
certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I don't want to see... There's no other Justice League movie. I want to see Darkseid, and I want to see... Kalibak,
yeah,
Parademons. Like, I want to see them lead. I want half the movie you don't see Darkseid, just all the other guys leading up to it, and then Darkseid's like, yeah, I'm here. It's time for the Anti-Life Equation and Earth enslaved. That's how the movie ends. Let's have another one. Like, definitely. I want that. That's what I want. That those are my DC movie dreams.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah. We'll just let DC know that we've got the best idea.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to pay us.
No.
I don't think they're going to take us under advisement. But that's what I want. Like, I still feel like comic books are wish fulfillment. You know, you want to see the big, bold, and outrageous, both male and female characters for superhero books. I think they still need to get that into the movies, which is why I think the Marvel movies work, because mm-hmm. they're big and bold, right? They're not understated. I think some of the Batman movies, there's stuff in it that's understated, even though he's still a Grum and Griff and
yeah.
grizzled and stuff like that, but there's still parts of it that are understated. He's not over the top. Like, Joker was over the top, but mm-hmm. Bane was over the top. I don't think Batman was.
No, not at all. Speaking of Marvel, what'd you think of the announcement yesterday that they're thinking of doing a Venom and a Sinister Six movie?
I don't understand the need for a Sinister Six movie. If I told my wife there was a Sinister Six movie coming, she'd be like, what's the Sinister Six? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the same thing when they announced Guardians of the Galaxy. It's kind of a stretch.
Yes.
like, the typical person off the street doesn't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy are, but the same thing, they're not going to know who the Sinister Six are. Sinister Six seems like an odd choice. I get Venom. Venom will just put seats in the theater. So, I get it from a marketing standpoint why they do it, but Sinister Six seems odd.
It does, actually, yeah.
Especially if it's spun out of this Spider-Man movie that we just saw previews for that just looks weird.
It does, actually, right?
There's a robot bull, which I'm assuming is Rhino.
It is.
Yeah, I just... not like, I get it. You want to change origins and character appearances to make it more sensible to your typical viewer, but we've already given them some pretty goofy stuff that they've accepted. We don't need Russian Mafia robot Rhino to sell this film.
Definitely not.
So... yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, getting off the movies. Oh, actually, one thing I do want to vent about, because I caught the little blurb on the Sketchbook website, or the Facebook group, actually. Jason Momoa also being considered for Superman Wonder Woman.
I don't even know who that is. Like, was he in anything else?
He was the last Conan the Barbarian.
Right. He's got the black paint on him or something.
Terrible actor.
Yeah, I don't even know who that guy is. I didn't see that Conan movie. Yeah.
Be thankful.
Two or three times I've attempted to throw it on Netflix. I'm like, nah.
He was in that last Stallone movie, Bullet to the Head, as well.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't see that either.
Okay.
I don't see the movie needing Nightwing.
No.
For a Batman Superman movie. We don't need to introduce that character. And that guy's pretty ripped, eh? Like, he's a big dude.
He is.
Yeah, Nightwing's an acrobat. So, again, it feels like if this is rumors any truth, it seems like incorrect casting for the character.
Yeah.
Like, he could have played Bane, maybe. He's big and ripped. But
yeah.
You want somebody who looks like they can do a backflip off a 10-story building and survive. That's
yes.
Nightwing, right?
He's oh, yeah.
an acrobat. I don't know. It seems like a bad Nightwing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the actor, so I'm hoping it's just rumors at this point.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of time for lots of rumors at this point for these films. So.
A couple years away, yeah. So.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, well, getting into the comic book side of things, what have you been enjoying reading in the last couple of weeks?
Okay, unfortunately, I haven't read as much this week as I wanted to, but I did read the Justice League 3000, which was pretty cool, neat spin on the characters, and, you know, a future storyline. Not sure 100% where it's going, but I definitely liked it. Keith Giffen's writing it, and I usually give a Keith Giffen book a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's pretty enjoyable.
decent art in it from Howard Porter.
Yeah, no, yeah, everything about it looked good. I'm trying to think of what else I read this week. I was just reading the Marvel Knights Hulk. It's done by Joe Keatonage, I think that's how you say his name, which is interesting. Joe Keatonage, not like personally known, but I've known this guy for years. Years ago, when Savage Dragon first came out, a big fan of it started like a message board for it. And the kind of message board where you post a message and then the next message is underneath it, offset slightly, and the next one's offset
yeah.
slightly. You know, those really old style. His name's Jim DeMacano, so we'll get back to him in 1 second. But Joe was very active on it, so like I've always known who this guy was. Like for the last 20 years, you know, chatted with him about the book back and forth. He worked at Image for a while. He may still, I'm not sure. Doing some marketing and stuff, and he's moved on to Marvel, and he's done work, so it's really neat to see somebody that I've like just sort of randomly known on the internet and chatted with about comic books has come up through the ranks and all of a sudden is putting out like a pretty big name Marvel book. I'm only about halfway through it right now, but it's a good book, it's a good read.
That's
I'm really looking forward to it. But then the guy who started that message board, Jim DeMacanos, he went on to be like the web designer for Eric Larson's Savage Dragon webpage.
Oh, wow.
And opened his own chain of comic shops. And you've heard of the Emerald City Comic Con?
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
Oh, wow.
He established all that. Have you heard of the band Kirby Crackle?
I think.
It's like a nerd rock band.
Right.
He writes, he's like the lyrics behind it.
Oh, cool.
So it's just like, again, another random person. Like, and I've met Joe and I've spoken to him many times at cons and stuff. Be like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen you. Nice to meet you. I haven't seen you in a while. You know, every time we bump into each other, you know, it's like, I remember the old days with the Savage Dragon message board. So it's just one of those things. So and he had an award-winning trade paperback come out a couple years ago. When I see these guys pop up, and it's just like so weird. That book was really good. So it was nice to see.
Cool.
That may be it that I read from this week so far. It's been a busy week.
Well, I've seen you in a few weeks. Did you get a chance to look at Cryptozoic Man too?
I did. It was again just insane.
Oh yeah, that's a good word for it.
I don't know. I can't decide if it's good or bad. It's so crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. Those guys are nuts.
Oh, for sure. Definitely strange.
Yeah, Walt Flanagan just must live in a world of nightmares. Like, that side of him isn't coming out on the show. We love you, Walt, in case you're listening. I think Amazing X-Men 2, I think that was last week. That was awesome. Yeah. That's been continuing on. It's very solid. Really recommended. I've been pretty turned off by the Superman books.
Yeah. Although I
the action.
Yeah.
Did you read the new action?
I picked it up here and
I have it. I flipped through it, but I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
I'm excited to because it has nothing to do with the Return to Krypton stuff, which I haven't enjoyed.
Right.
I just don't. I don't know what it is.
I stopped for a while and they brought in Greg Pak, who's also doing Superman Batman.
Yeah.
And it's been all right so far, actually.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try and finish reading my stack tonight. And Superman Batman, I read that real quick this week. That was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But the Justice League 3000 was actually really good. I really enjoyed it.
What do you think about this Justice League Canada that's coming out next year?
I'm actually super excited for that book, not just because I'm moving it to Canada.
Right.
But I really like the writer. Like
Jeff Lemire,
Jeff Lemire's great. He's a really good guy. Did you see the announcement that they're ending Animal Man?
Yeah, and he's going to be on the team.
Animal Man is going to be on the team. Like, I read the full article, and he was telling stories about, you know, Animal Man. The current book was, like, him and his interactions with his family and how he's affecting them and how they're affecting him and all that stuff. And then now he's like, I'm just going to put him in a new family situation that's not family. And it's like, he can be a father figure to some, brothers to others kind of thing. And I was just, like, pretty sold. I'm pretty sold on the books that guy's... Yeah. Writing like
his Green Arrow's fantastic too.
Yeah, I for some reason couldn't get into that.
I think
I was too stuck in the really like the old Green Arrow. I like mustache and beard Green Arrow, funny hat, boxing glove arrows. Like as silly and as it was, like that's still my Green Arrow. And young Green Arrow was Connor Hawk to me.
Yes,
and so this young Green Arrow looks like Connor Hawk did.
Yeah,
but it's not Connor Hawk. So I'm just like. It's just not the book for me. I just couldn't get into it as much as I wanted to. But yeah, I like the stuff he puts out. I'm really looking forward to the finding out the full team, like, when it gets announced.
Yeah, I guess the only holdovers from Jeff Johns' run is going to be Hawkman and Green Arrow.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team's brand new.
That's weird to me, because I feel like Martian Manhunter needs to be there.
Yeah, he's nowhere else.
So. Yeah, I feel like Martian Manhunter should be in all the books, because he's my favorite.
He's great.
I do love Martian Manhunter. And he's a badass, like, and he knows it. Do you know what I mean? He's just I can take out Superman. So, unless he's got a lighter.
Oh, yes.
It's one of those goofy throwback weaknesses that just doesn't make any sense. Like, the original Green Lantern's weakness was wood.
Did you ever see the unaired Justice League pilot from the 90s?
No, just, like, stills and stuff from it.
Yeah, don't.
I won't.
I think Charles Winchester from MASH was the Martian Manhunter.
That's weird.
And they just painted a big fat guy in green. And that was it.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that would be possible.
I was angry after I watched that, so stay away from it.
You know what? There's something to be said about watching something based on something that you love and being angry after it.
Yeah.
Part of you, after you get past that initial anger, should be happy that it made you angry. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just like that it enticed such a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it, and I know. I'd just be like, that's not, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, one of our contributors on the show, John Ballmer, actually owns a copy of it on purpose.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah. It's scary.
I believe it. I believe it. Maybe we can have a screening.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. All right, so as usual, I'm going to ask you, what are your picks for this coming week for comic books?
This coming week, we are actually getting in, like, a ton of, like, statues and collectibles and stuff. So I'm not going to list them all off, but if you're around, drop into the store and see, because it feels like everything we ordered is coming in all at once, and there's some awesome stuff. Like, we're getting, like, a General Grievous statue.
And it's great ideas for Christmas shopping. I've said it a million times. This store is awesome, and you should all come and visit.
It just seems like this next week, we're getting a pile of stuff. We also ordered, like, a boatload of, like, trade paperbacks and stuff. So I'm just excited for all that extra junk to come in.
Oh, that's cool.
But books that I'm super excited for next week, Umbral number 2, really like the first issues, like sword and sorcery kind of stuff, fantasy. Lots of people died. Bad things are happening at the end, so it's the kind of thing where I need the next issue, and I need it now. There's a new book coming out called Saviors. I can't remember who's the writer. The artist is, he goes by J-Bone, Jason Bone. He's from Toronto.
I've heard of him.
He's worked with, who did New Frontier?
I think he's done some of the DC Kid comics, too.
Yeah. But who did the New Frontier?
Darwin Cook.
Yeah. Him and Darwin Cook have collaborated a number of times. And I'm looking for the artist. The book looks great. So that's probably going to be my top pick for the week. Oh, it's James Robinson.
Oh.
James Robinson and J-Bone.
I love, like, that guy.
Yeah. James Robinson always puts out good comic books.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm expecting will be, and then they'll issue an announcement that it's sold out. Like,
nice.
there's no way that it won't once it's in people's hands. And it's sci-fi horror, so it's the kind of thing that's been very popular recently.
Cool.
Next week for the kids, we got Samurai Jack and Ben 10. So those have both been well received. Saga comes out. Robotech Voltron, new series. Jeff and I were really excited because we remember Robotech and Voltron when we were kids. We were just like, it's probably going to be cool. I think the big book for next week is probably Wolverine Origins 2.
Oh, definitely.
I can't see anything being bigger than that.
Well, you do have the final issue of Vibe coming out.
Oh. I didn't even see that on the list.
Issue 10, I believe. Breakdance and Superhero. Can't imagine why it didn't sell.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We might not be getting a copy of it.
Oh.
So that's,
all you
that's,
Vibe fans out there, both of you.
That's an injustice. Jupiter's Legacy, they're putting out a giant-sized edition next week, which collects, like, it's been bi-monthly, so there's big stretches between the issues. It collects all three issues that have been out so far, so you can get it one go before issue 4 comes out.
Oh, okay.
That book's really, really good. it's Mark Millar. Mark Millar, sometimes in an acquired taste, sometimes he writes books that are really terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible because the characters in it do terrible things. I remember he wrote a Youngblood book, and the characters in it did terrible things. I can't talk about what they did.
All right.
The characters in this do terrible things, too, but it works for the story, and it's good. Like, you want to know what's going to happen next. So that comes out next week. That should be good. Harlequin number one?
Yep.
The Zero was weird. I don't know if you read it.
I did, actually, yeah.
It was all fourth wall stuff, you know, talking to the reader, choosing the artist. So hopefully that we'll get some redemption. We actually get a story. Forever Evil 4 is next week. Like, it's a huge week for books. I think that's it. And then, like, we have a huge restock of trade paperbacks and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Was there anything that you were looking forward to next week? Nothing in particular?
Nothing in particular. I'll check out the Harley Quinn issue one and things like that. The Zero issue was okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was odd. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm just checking to see if there's any new first issues next week. No, I think that's it. Origins 2 is probably the thing that's going to be.
Took me forever to read the first one, so.
Yeah. I don't know. People love that stuff. I think people love every spin on Wolverine.
Oh, so. Definitely.
Should be good.
Cool. All right, Joel. Well, once again, thanks for your time. And we look forward to future visits to the store. And like I said, get your butts down here. Do your Christmas shopping. Help the boys out. It's a fantastic store. And we look forward to coming in here every week.
Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem. Thanks, man. Have a good week.
You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.